This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Petronas Chemicals is one of the largest chemical producers in Southeast Asia. Some products in which it has a dominant position in this region, the largest methanol producer and second largest urea producer when it completes the SAMO project. A lot of what PChem does are base chemicals for such diverse usage as plastics, packaging, clothing, fertilizers, and petrochemical feedstock. PChem is listed on the Bursa with a capitalization of almost 50 billion ringgit. Today we have on the Breakfast Grill CEO Dato' Zazali Hamza. Dato' Zazali, good morning and welcome to the show. Things have been very challenging for you over the last few years due to China and oil.
With regard to the current environment, business environment, as you know that the economic growth has been impacted mainly because of China growth was dampened a bit, and that caused a lot of impact to the further downstream businesses, including oil and gas. So, yes, this is the toughest time that we are going through. But in the business of PetChem, it is a normal. You have an up and down cycle. But every time it is either up or down, we still have a lot of opportunity to explore.
But this is such a prolonged down cycle for oil. I mean, there was some hope that they would cut oil production, but that is not coming through because OPEC can't get its act together. So what are you going to do in this kind of environment where oil prices are going to hover around the sub-$40 level? And a lot of your product pricing is very sensitive to oil pricing.
Yeah. If you look at last 20 years, the few cycle of downturn of where the crude price going really low. The longest period happened in the past is 5 years, actually. And for this period, it's already about 2.5 years, roughly. We have been prepared for this situation, basically. And looking at our business, we have a lot of flexibilities and we have a lot of competitive advantage at this moment to win this game.
And what are some of your competitive advantages?
Okay, there are a few things, few competitive advantages I would like to share with you. One is geographically, we are located at the center of PetChem growth. Southeast Asia and Asia Pacific is the largest PetChem growth in the coming years. So the demand will be centered here and we are close to the market. That's one. Secondly, our plant is fully integrated from the upstream source up to the end of the product. So from upstream, go to the gas plant and to the petrochemical plant. So this fully integrated and that gives us a very cost-efficient model where we are not exposed to inventory impact and our supply is reliable. So that's number two. Number three, that our advantage is that we are gas-based. As gas-based petchem industry, we are among the most competitive business in PetChem as compared to naphtha base. As you're aware, more than 70% of PetChem industry is based on naphtha base. So with that, three main areas, we think that we can go through this.
There is study being shown that the naphtha correlation to oil prices is extremely high. So I'm just wondering if this efficiency and volume game and a control of each of the production value chain will be able to offset the poor conditions in the pricing environment.
Yeah, if you look at in 2015 last year, our performance, you look at our profit after tax as well as our EBITDA, it is comparable, even slightly higher than 2014. Where 2014, the crude average was about 90, 99, and 2015 was at $51. And how actually we managed to get the same profitability? By playing with the volume, that's one. Secondly, also, we, based on our 30 years experience in marketing and sale, we managed to squeeze our margin toward the area that bring the higher margin, especially some remote area in Southeast Asia is still a good margin. The third one is also, we managed to push our utilization above 85%. So when we push to this level, our unit cost production will be very low. So that makes us very competitive.
Dr. Zazali Hamza, the CEO of Petronas Chemical, is on the Breakfast Guild this morning, and we're talking about its businesses. Dr. Zazali, just still on the idea of demand, it is quite interesting to note that China is a relatively small contributor to your revenue, less than 20%. The other big one is actually Thailand, just under 10%, and other Asia, which is more than 20% of your revenue contribution. This is really interesting. Can you talk a little bit about this, the non-Chinese revenue?
Put it this way, Asian and Malaysia constitute about probably 70% of our revenue. Malaysia probably about 35%. So the rest is Southeast Asia, and then about 15 to 20% is China. So what we have based on 30 years experience that in marketing and sales, we have established more than 1,000 of clients around this region. And based on our record, more than 1,200 have been with us for more than 10 years. So what we do is we have established our home ground, and we have get the trust from our client. And all this while, because of our competitive product, as well as the quality, our product quality is really superior, that our client really, really like it. And that actually protect our market. And as you know, that Middle East have come for the last few years. And so far, we also managed to keep our market.
And of course, it's fair to say that Malaysia has been a declining contributor of overall revenue from a percentage viewpoint, but still a very meaningful contributor. How much does your parent, Petronas, the national oil company, play in supporting Malaysian sales?
Actually, we are totally independent. Yeah, our marketing sales arm is about 250 people. And these people are actually fully dedicated. We don't depend on our parent, actually. I can say from the parent that the support that we got is all the infrastructure that we have. For example, gas supply from the offshore. So they will help us in guaranteeing that the gas supply is consistent and viable. Similarly, with the other associated facilities, for example, in Kertih, all the utility is supported by Petronas. So Petronas, on the other side, ensure that the reliability of this utility is up to the speed to support our businesses.
Mm-hmm. And Thailand, why is that such a major contributor to revenue?
Thailand is very close to us, and Thailand also has product that is not available in Thailand itself, for example, fertilizer. So they are depending much on us. That's why we really keep Thailand as one of our major clients. And that's the reason also we have a permanent establishment office in Thailand as well as China.
Dato' Zazali, just before the break, you talk about expansion into the Middle East. Wouldn't the Middle East be great competitors to what you want to do?
We see it as a threat as well as an opportunity as well. Middle East, they have a very competitive feedstock supply. Which the one that is much competitive than us. But the challenge is for them to bring their product from Middle East to here. So it's a long journey, and they require a lot of storage in order to distribute to the end user. And us, we are playing here. So the market is a lot, and sometimes we interchangeable of the product. So at the same time, we are competing, but in a certain area, we are also supplement each other. So in that sense, we don't see really that it's a big threat, because of our strong position in this area.
I'm just wondering, what are the areas in which you can service the Middle Eastern players? Because if we look at the intentions of Saudi Arabia, for example, they intend to revamp their economy. They want to list Saudi Aramco, which is touted to be valued at about $2 trillion. So when you go there, how can you service them?
Actually, our market is not in the Middle East. Actually, our market is only in the Southeast Asia. This is where the area everybody want to jump in, not only Middle East. If you Korean producer also want to play with this market, similarly in Asian country as well. What we can do is within this region, there is always a competition, but at the same time, there is a certain pocket of area that we can collaborate. There is a situation that where our competitor could not supply the product, we come in to support them, but with a better premium. So those kind of situation happen. The most important thing is our base market is need to be protected.
Are you afraid that the Middle Eastern would come to these parts of the world, to Southeast Asia, and with their unlimited funding war chest, they can actually spoil the market as what they are doing with the oil market?
Yeah. 5 years ago, yes, we have that worried. But after that, when we look at the overall business model, actually, we still have room to compete. What we are saying that they just cannot dump the price. There's a certain limit into that, and we are competitive to...
For example, how?
Example, if, let's say, they want to bring their product from Middle East to here, it requires 7 days, and then they have to put in storage. There's an exposure in the inventory, and the cost to send is also quite expensive. And we are here. We can serve our client. Our client is normally is a small company which require only 1 or half a day deliveries. And we are at the center of a market. We can serve that well. So for our client, actually, they don't really look at what is the price bottom rock. They want to protect their business. So they just look at service excellence.
In the way this kind of business that you're doing is too small for the likes of the Saudis.
Yes, roughly it's like that because Saudi play is a lot of with the big player, but they still play with the small player, but not like us. We play more on the small player.
That's what Sazali Hamza, CEO of Petronas Chemicals, is on The Breakfast Grill this morning. Let's look at some of your products. You have two major categories, which are olefins and derivatives that contribute about 70% to revenue. And the other part of the revenue are fertilizers and methanol.
Yep.
Can you take us through the main features of some of these products?
We'll talk about olefin and derivative. Olefin and derivative, I can segmentize into two portions. One is what we call polymer. It's mainly a plastic-based product. So if you look at that plastic-based product, it is really it's a good market because automotive industry require that, food packaging require that, and also polyester also require that. Those industry actually really bring the higher margin to our business. Another side is a chemical, which is olefin, the glycol part. So this chemical also used a lot in polyester industry as a feedstock, and as well used for solvent. And this application is also bring a lot of margin to our business. So comparing with fertilizer, I can say that is a fine user. So they enjoy a better margin.
So you were earlier saying that Petronas, the parent, guarantees feedstock supply to you. Does this give you an unfair pricing advantage towards your competitors?
In terms of gas supply to us, we are much more competitive than our competitor. Yes, I can say. Let's say if we buy naphtha at the market, it will be very expensive, including all the transportation charge. But like us, it just gets from the field straight to us. But they are selling us also at market price, relatively benchmarked to the market price. But by virtue of the direct pipeline, it made it cost effective and also reliable.
Is it fair to say that you are saving on infrastructural costs?
Correct. Which if you see in relation overall gas development, initially that this infrastructure was built for power and small industry, mainly the methane gas. Ethane gas is a byproduct, but we see that ethane can be further upgrade to chemical, that where we put all the chemical complex to extract the ethane from the natural gas supply to upgrade it into petrochemical product.
The strong US dollar, I suppose, is something that we can't avoid talking about as well. The ringgit has weakened so fantastically. You are a beneficiary of a strong US dollar.
Yes, you're correct. The reason because of we trade in US dollar. So, but company is in Malaysian ringgit. So every time that ringgit become weak, our profit in RM will be higher. But bear in mind that this ringgit and the exchange rate is actually, there's some also correlation with crude. When the crude go down, normally the US dollar will be very strong. It will be vice versa. So to us, it is more important to watch crude price as compared to exchange rate. Exchange rate is just an impact.
And what are your internal forecasts for both the crude oil and the US dollar?
Oh, that is very tough because everybody can have a guess. But at this moment, we are saying that this year probably around $30 to $35 per barrel. But that forecast was done at early of the year. But you know that now, even today, if you look at that, the price will go up to $48. So nobody can test, but to me, it's going up is better for us.
I guess when we want to look at new areas of growth for PChem, you're talking about rapid. Yeah. And recently, you pulled out of an elastomer project under rapid.
Correct.
Can you give us a background of why that happened and what your views of the future of rapid are going to be?
Okay, first I would like to talk about the why we really participate in RAPID. Yeah? The reason because if you look at our overall gas supply in Malaysia, Peninsula and also Sabah and Sarawak, we are currently limited for further growth, big growth. Small growth we can do here and there, but for big growth we don't have it. We will have this supply for quite a number of years. That's okay for the existing asset to run, but to increase the capacity at more than double of the capacity is no way. So the other option is to look at a liquid base. Okay, so aligned with Petronas also, Petronas is actually looking at the balance of petroleum supply and demand in Malaysia. They require refinery to be built, and we also have equity crude somewhere else outside Malaysia. So that actually complement us. While Petronas also can produce the petroleum, the side product naphtha will be fed to our petchem product. And to also to spread the risk, now when naphtha is coming in, our total production in terms of petchem will be 70-30. 30 in naphtha, 70 in gas base. So that give a flexibility. At any fluctuation, sometimes naphtha can be better than gas, sometimes gas, but most of the time gas is better than naphtha. But there is time that naphtha is better than gas. During that time, we also have that competitiveness.
So why did you cancel the elastomer plant in RAPID?
Actually, it's elastomer is a rubber. It's not plastic, it's a rubber okay. Base, all this like tire, all this synthetic tire. When we start this project, we kind of search all the possible value-added processes. Yeah? So we have to go a very detailed stage gate process where every stage gate, we will evaluate whether it is viable to go to the next stage. This is the discipline that we have, and also Petronas have this discipline as part of their project management system. And at any time when it reach the stage gate, doesn't pass the assessment, then we will hold, because that to prevent our risk in investing money in the area that we think that profitability is still in question. So for the
this is a $1.3 billion project,
yep.
Isn't it? And how much have you written off for this project?
At this moment, it's at the early stage because we've just done the basic engineering design. So it is not that much. Yeah? We are going to declare in the quarter two how much actually that the cost that have been spent. As if you compare the total investment, it's nothing actually. This is part of the process actually. You do the feasibility study, you do basic design, and then you get the firm quotation. Then you decide whether to go ahead for the bigger investment. So we are reaching where we got the firm quotation, and for us to decide to proceed with the bigger investment. That during that point that we think that it is not, it's still questionable. This is a high risk, so better we hold it rather than we continue. Mm-hmm. So that is where the situation where elastomer, which is to me is a very good discipline, that we call a spade if it not economical, we stop. For those two projects, the economic is still very good even after we open up the bid. We got the firm quotation, that's why we proceed. So that's basically the difference between Astoma and the...
I guess investors are also looking for that big growth that you were talking about earlier.
Right.
And some of these projects, the Sabah Ammonia and Urea or SAMO project, you also have the Aroma Chemicals project and the 2-EH acid project. I don't understand a lot of these words. but do these projects have a potential to add strongly to revenue growth?
Yeah, SAMU, for example, will add at least 10% of our profitability. Yeah? And SAMU is a big complex also. It is quite interesting because it's added our current capacity, double of the current capacity, and we have actually searched around the market well in advance. And if you know the market well, for example, for this year production, estimate production, we actually have already customer require all of the volume, but I can commit only about 70% because of worriness. It is so common when you start the big complex, you need to reserve about 30% for spot. Eh? So, SAMU will bring a lot of value to us because of we also have a lot of methane gas that we can monetize it. That's one. Secondly, is when you look at other investment like in RAPID, in Kuantan Gebeng, the Aroma Project 2EH. Acid and also HRPIP, this three project. This is actually highly specialized chemical. And we have been partnering with BASF for many years, I think close to 15 years already. Yeah? And we have established some sort of a good relationship. And they bring their technology outside for German for the first time to be installed in Malaysia. And we actually competing with people in Thailand, in China, to bring that technology home. But based on our assessment, we find out that that is the best offer that we can make, and it is also aligned with BISF. Then they agreed to put that investment in Malaysia. So I'm really looking forward to have these three specialty chemical, I can say. The volume is not big, but the margin is high. So the impact to the bottom line is still quite small, but it is a start for us to play with this specialty chemical. So moving forward later on in Rapid, when we finish Rapid, actually there's more opportunities for us to go to specialty.
What kind of investors are you targeting? Because if we look at the share price of Petronas Chemicals over the last 5 years, it hasn't really moved a lot. It came down a lot in 2015. Yeah. I guess that was the time when oil prices started falling quite heavily. And then it moved back up because of the US dollar strength. Mm. But it's moved back to a level which is almost the same as the last 5 years. Mm. And when you look at dividends, it's around the 2-3% level. It's not bad. Mm. It's pretty decent.
Correct.
But it's still quite small. So do you think your investors are happy?
At this moment, I think what the one that have been with us, of course they are happy, but the one that is still go in and out is basically they are looking off what further growth that we are having. So we have shared with them some of the growth strategy that we have, because I think in the past few years, all of our investors have asked us what you are going to do with my money.
Mm-hmm. You have about 8 to 9 billion ringgit, right? That's
8.5
a lot of money.
Billion, right? Yeah. That's a lot of money. So during that time, of course, we cannot share because we have our study that we are carrying out during that time. But now we announce it that we are going to use that money for this investment. Now the question is, people also question, why you do it now when the time is really low, people running away from pet camp. But the way that I said, this is the opportunity. If you have money, this is the first time, this is a good time for you to invest, because the demand will keep growing. It will not going down because it's related to population. So what we are saying that if we invest now, when the demand is hit for the next 5 years, we are ready when the facility is ready. That's why from now, you see, we are targeting 2019-2020 to finish Rapid. So that will be interesting point. So now the job is for me to convince our investor that, look, we have a growth strategy. This is a good place. So let's see how it goes.
What do you think of the recent saga concerning the oil and gas SPACs? A lot of their shareholders did not approve of the purchase of the qualifying assets and demanding the return of the funds. Do you think that they have missed something out?
Yeah, actually, it depends on how actually you put the case. So far, when in our experience in the last event, for example, AGM, it's a very smooth AGM that we have experienced. During that time, we did share the growth strategy and the reason why we actually invest in Rapid. And I guess they have that buy-in. And even some of the minority shareholder come and see me saying that, okay, this is the good thing that we are moving forward. But of course, you have to wait another 5 years to see the result.
So for the purposes of the investors in PChem, are you a growth stock or are you a dividend-paying stock?
To me, it is a growth stock if you look at it. But at the same time, we will protect our dividend policy. So we are continuing with, we don't intend to stop the dividend. So at this moment, our guideline is we will pay dividend as long as it is about 50% of patency. So every year to year, we will release that dividend. But the growth will ensure that our continue business for the next 15, 20 years. So that's what our strategy is. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And that was Dato' Sazali Hamza, CEO of Petronas Chemicals, sharing with us the situation in the petrochemical sector. I'm Julian Ng for The Breakfast Grill, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.